Do you feel your brain is different from a man's?
Yes, I do.
What do you think some of these differences are?
The way we think, the way we feel things, and how we interact.
And why do you think men's and women's brains are different?
I think it would be boring to have the same brain.
Welcome to the Brain and Brand Show. I'm Timothy Maurice. Thanks so much for choosing this show, and as always, today I want to help simplify the power of your brain and link this insight to helping you grow more personal and organizational influence. Today we'll focus on the following. I'm going to chat to a young woman about whether or not she understands how her brain works differently from men, and then show you how women's brains are wired differently. Lastly, I'm going to offer women 5 tips on how to maximize their brain's unique power. Let's lock in. Kanyisile Maseko, who goes by Kanya. Kanya, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Do you feel your brain is different from a man's?
Yes, I do.
What do you think some of these differences are?
The way we think, the way we feel things, and how we interact.
And why do you think men's and women's brains are different? Why would our creator, or evolution, or whatever you think, why would he make our brains different?
I think it would be boring to have the same brain in every single person. It's predictable. You'd know what someone else is thinking.
Are you looking forward to hearing how your brain and a man's brain is different?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'm about to blow your mind. Let's dive into the science and see what scientists have to say and go a little bit deeper. Neuroscientist Dr. Tara Swart, MIT Sloan School of Management Professor of Neuroscience for Leadership, is a leading voice in optimizing brain power, and her research shows the following. Dr. Swart explains through her research, while structurally the minor size difference between men and women's brains are very little, actually on average men's brains are 10% larger, the size difference does not translate to additional capacity to lead. And this is a very important distinction. It was interesting to note, while observing Dr. Swart's research, that the majority of male and female brains show masculine and feminine features, and those features varied from person to person. This simply means that if every person you ever met took out their brain and put it on top of a table, you would not be able to go, oh, that's a man or a woman's brain. Most of us share traits from both. The research shows around 98% doesn't show a clear gender profile at all. You're going to see why this is so critically important in a moment. However, things become very interesting when Dr. Swart begins to note that our circuitry, or what's commonly known as our connectome, has different wiring in key areas. These different proverbial roadmaps help explain why men and women lead differently. And an important note is this. Most of this is due to cultural upbringing and the expectation heaped onto young girls and boys at an early age, not because of brain differences. This does not mean women or men are different or better in terms of how they lead. It simply suggests that we should highlight the strengths of each other and be aware of what we may need to change if we want a particular leadership outcome. For example, women have more connections going from left to right across the two halves of the brain. The left brain is responsible for logical thinking and the right, intuition, which could offer women an advantage when analyzing several sources and coming to a healthy conclusion. Men, on the other hand, have more connections going from back to front. These connection patterns help heighten their perception, offering more motor and spatial skills, and these skills assist in hand-eye coordination activities such as catching a ball. These patterns are not hardwired rules that can't be changed. The environment plays an important role when it comes to the brain's wiring. So the actual key to boosting your brain power as a woman is realizing that you can adopt any brain behavior you choose. You can literally rewire your brain to have both feminine and masculine outcome and behavioral traits. Dr. Swart highlights that the difference between women and men's brains output is impacted by a complex ecosystem of influences such as diet, friends, parenting, as well as whether or not your boss emits too many stress hormones. One of the aspects of the brains that make us remarkable is the ability to make patterns, signals, connections in the brain stronger by committing to practices. So overriding a negative pattern or a pattern that's not serving you, this is completely possible through what neuroscientists call neuroplasticity, which is simply put the brain's ability to rewire or reshape itself in order to grow new circuits, which is the gateway to new behaviors. And I touch on this quite a bit in the first episode, so please go back and listen. And the good news, this potential occurs late into our retirement years, so you're not too old. If after knowing that men's and women's brains are basically the same, and we can rewire our circuitry to accomplish what we need to, here are some common generic differences. Female leadership traits: group problem solvers, participative, vocally encouraging, helps others express emotion, inductive in solving problems. Here's some male leadership traits: personally problem solve, hierarchical, encourage less feeling and more action, downplays the role of emotions, deductive in problem solving. But remember, as a woman, if you want traits from each, the first thing you need to do is set out in that direction and be clear that your brain as a woman does not limit you to only female leadership traits. Your brain has the capacity for both. Now, let me get into five things you can do to optimize your brain power as a woman. And if you're listening as a man, you can lock in as well. Here we go. Here are the five tips you've been waiting for. And well, let me just make a note here. While a man can maximize and use all of these tips as well, I've chosen exercises that I believe women can do together with friends. And as I stressed in the short course, doing activities with friends and in groups helps ensure retention and sustainability, making sure you stay on the course. Number one, do yoga. Yoga helps you stretch out your body, rewrite your brain, and helps you gain the perspective of being in the moment, ultimately assisting you to be present and able to navigate this complex and crazy world, because it's getting more and more crazy. So try out a yoga course. Number two, rewrite your emotions, and in doing so, control your mental script and the stories in your head. Now, meditation is the way to go. Meditation can be used to rewrite your emotions so that you can reduce negativity, mental baggage, and increase brain productivity. And all the neuroscientists have proven that meditation, I mean, even monks who spend time, they show increased brain power. So what you want to do is calm the stress in a way where you start to increase capacity in the brain. Number three, write information down and teach it to someone else. So what happens is when you read, write, and recall and share information, you incorporate more areas of your brain and the knowledge has a better chance of sticking. Number four, use rosemary aroma. The aroma of rosemary can help improve your mental abilities. You can incorporate it into your bath, tea, and because it comes in different forms, you can choose which form works best for you. And if you incorporate rosemary into your lifestyle while listening to classic music, that is an added calming bonus. Number five, do a digital detox. Reduce the usage of your smartphones. Have days where you spend time with your girlfriends where phones are not allowed. This will reduce stress and trigger more bonding chemicals, which helps not only reduce anxiety, but produce positive feelings, which can help boost your confidence and your mood, and chemicals like serotonin, all this stuff starts to flow in inside of you to enable you to navigate, again, this crazy world that we live in. Now let's go back to our marketing professional, Kanya. Now that you have heard about the power of your brain as a woman, how does it make you feel?
Although I'm not a feminist, it's really empowering to know that my brain can do what a man's brain can and more.
Thanks so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate the show. Until next time.